You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
What you think about, you bring about in your life. It's a reality. If you think about, if you focus on something, that's going to happen in your life. If you're constantly focusing on something, that's going to appear in your life. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, probably negative things are going to happen to you. If you're constantly thinking, you know, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't think I can. And you go back to that book, I think I can, with the little choo-choo that, you know, the little choo-choo that could. I think I can. And as silly as it might sound, the reality is, what you think about, you absolutely bring about into your life.
The more you can acquire market-valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts, and I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my business is that I get to work with people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business, to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. And my programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Hi, everyone. It's Jessica Eves Matthews. Thank you so much for joining my podcast today, and thank you for joining the ePodcast Network. Today, I am going to be dealing with the issues surrounding starting a business or running a business with a partner, a business partner, including with a family member or even a close friend. Last podcast, I discussed choosing the right business entity for your business, and we touched on this issue of what to do if you're in business with other people, if you have business partners. And so we are going to delve more specifically into that issue today and the steps that you need to take to protect yourself and the relationships with those business partners from the very beginning of your venture together. Now, let me just add that I am not your lawyer. I have to have this disclaimer every podcast. I am providing this information for educational and informational purposes only. I'm not intending to give you legal advice. I can't possibly do that unless I knew your specific situation and we had an attorney-client relationship, which we don't. So I highly recommend that each of you find a good business lawyer in your town who specializes in business law in your area, in your jurisdiction. They can advise you on what is best for your specific situation. But my hope is today to provide you with some very useful information that will get you educated about what questions to ask and what needs to be in place so that you are protected as you move into a very exciting partnership or venture with one or more other people. Let's delve into it. I know that if you're starting a business or even running a business with a partner, a family member, a close friend, someone you respect, you're probably incredibly excited. You probably have what you think is a winning million-dollar idea, and you're pursuing it with someone you really respect and maybe someone you really love. So what could go wrong? Well, unfortunately, much can go wrong, and sometimes it happens very quickly and very unexpectedly. So let me play the heavy here and give you a strong dose of advice that you really cannot afford to ignore. If you have, even if you have total faith that love conquers all or that blood is thicker than water or all of that stuff, reality is that you really want to preserve your own interests and also preserve the relationship by taking the steps that we're going to discuss today in this podcast. Okay, so I am begging you, really, for the love of chocolate and all that is good, please at least do the following. I'm going to go through 5 steps here. They're very simple. And I hope you will take each of these steps and maybe set a deadline and get them done in the next week. Number one, have a written agreement that governs the relationship. It either needs to be a partnership agreement, an LLC operating agreement, or if you're a C-Corp, you need fully fleshed out articles of incorporation and bylaws. In my last podcast, I discussed what kind of entity to choose for your business. If you didn't hear that podcast and you are just starting out, you're not sure what kind of entity you need to be, I recommend you going back and listening to that podcast. You can also get more information about that subject at my website, www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. That's Matthews with one T. But assuming you know what entity you are going to be or are, merely forming that entity with the state is not going to be enough. If you're pursuing a partnership, this is even more important because that does not necessarily require the formation of a formal entity with your state. And so what we're going to be talking about is even more critical because the only evidence of your intentions going into the business is the partnership agreement. So you've got to have some type of agreement that governs the relationship. I call it the rule book for the relationship. Number two, and this is really important, and I know this is something a lot of people skip because it seems intimidating and expensive, but you absolutely must hire separate lawyers to negotiate and draft the agreement. I'm going to explain to you why I say separate lawyers, but I know this is going to cost you a bit of money on the front end. However, it is going to ensure that you and each of your business partners has someone dedicated to thinking about how the business should be structured and operated so that your best interests are protected. The harsh reality is that there could be a moment in time when what is best for you is not best for your business partner. And this is called a conflict of interest. And it exists merely because of the potential for a future divergence in interest among or between the business partners. And unfortunately, I have litigated a lot of disputes involving this type of breakdown in mutual interests, and it can get very messy. Now, one lawyer could certainly represent all parties as they enter into an agreement that governs their new business, but if you choose to use just one lawyer, make sure that that lawyer explains clearly the conflict of interest to each of you and makes you sign what is called a conflict waiver. The waiver itself is a document that explains the conflict. The point of this is to make sure that each person represented by this same lawyer understands the risks that she faces by not having her own lawyer dedicated to thinking only about her best interests. And in fact, if you have a business lawyer who is trying to represent all of the partners in launching the business, and that lawyer does not explain the conflict to you or raise the issue of a conflict waiver, you do not want to use that lawyer, because you need someone that really understands that. Lawyers are very good at being objective. It's very possible to use one lawyer for this, but you really need to understand that you are giving up having a person dedicated solely to representing your best interest in the discussion. And so you just need to understand that going into that. Okay, so number three, you also need to make sure that the agreement that you're going into deals specifically with how you're going to divide assets of the business, or sell your interests if you want out or if the business goes under. Part of the key to this is determining the percentages of ownership. And then you need to determine how the individual interests owned and how the company assets are going to be valued and then distributed or purchased by the other partner. Basically, you need what's called a buyout agreement in the event that your partner wants to buy you out. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go forward. But there's two significant steps here. The first is determining percentages of ownership. Personally, the 50-50 split of ownership is extremely dangerous because it can create an impasse. If there's only two of you, you have 50-50 ownership. If you do that, and I understand why you would want to do that, but if you do that, you need to make sure that you have in your agreement what's called a tiebreaker provision. You need to have some mechanism by which an impasse or a tie can be broken. And I cannot stress how important this is enough. I've very recently litigated a very contentious dispute between two business partners. The relationship fell apart. They had 50-50 ownership, and the lawyer who had drafted their LLC operating agreement did not provide for a tiebreaker provision. And they ended up spending thousands and thousands of dollars on legal fees, and over a year, it was really a year and a half, in litigation, trying to resolve what could have been a very easy thing to resolve if there had been a tiebreaker provision. Ask your lawyer how to draft that. But one thing you can do is you can appoint a third-party neutral person that both of you trust to break the tie. And that person can be named in the operating agreement. Obviously, you want them to agree ahead of time to be that person and maybe have some type of small agreement, written agreement with them about that role. But you want to make sure it's somebody who's neutral and that there's no conflict of interest there. You don't want it to be a, you know, family member of one of the business partners or something like that. So determine your percentages of ownership. If you're comfortable with it, give one person the deciding vote and the other person a lesser interest. That makes it easier in some respects, but you have to be comfortable with that arrangement, that you're not equal partners. Okay, so once you've determined percentages, then you need to determine how you're going to value the interests and the assets in the company. Valuing the assets, basically coming up with how you value the business. What's it worth? On the back end, if you have to sell it or divide assets, split things up, you need to determine how those things are going to be divided, how they're going to be valued. And again, the very best time to make that determination is on the front end when you guys are getting along and you're great friends. If you wait to make that determination until you're in a dispute, that issue alone will cause expensive and very drawn-out litigation. So take the time, think it through. A good business lawyer can help you with the valuation of your business. There's lots of different ways to value the business and the assets. Some people do it based on a certain number of years of trailing revenue. Some people do it on, you know, the cash value of the company. Some people you know, based on their respective capital contributions to the business. There's lots of ways to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. You just have to all be comfortable with that determination and have a good business lawyer draft that provision for you. Okay, so a CPA can do that as well, by the way. Number four, make sure that the agreement deals with succession issues. And so that basically asks, who gets your part of the business if you die or become incapacitated? And one of the big questions is whether you or your business partners want children or spouses to take over the deceased partner's or incapacitated partner's shares or interests once they are out of the business or once they've passed away. It's not a fun issue to contemplate, but it really is critical to think it through now while you have a clear head that is full of optimism. Do not leave this mess for your loved ones and your business partners to figure out after the fact. The very best time to come up with a creative and effective solution is when everyone is happy and hopeful for the future of the business. So basically need a really well-written buyout agreement, and that's going to govern all of these issues. Valuation issues, how you buy each other out, how you get out of the business if you want out, and what happens if you die or become incapacitated. Another issue that you need to deal with is what happens if you get divorced, particularly if you live in a community property state, because you don't want the business to become sucked into a divorce dispute. So you need to make that very clear from the get-go, whether that can happen. And again, a good business lawyer should be able to help you draft those types of provisions. Okay, and so number five, actually sign the agreement and date it. You really can't imagine how many people forget to do this. I mean, a lot of people will get to the point where they've actually come up with the agreement. They've gone to the trouble of coming up with the valuation formula and a buyout agreement. And they've even paid lawyers to negotiate a mutually beneficial agreement, and then they just sort of postpone or put off signing the agreement. And I have seen more problems with my own clients come from this one issue. Clients come to me already in a dispute with a business partner, and while they intended to get the partnership or the LLC operating agreement in place before they started operating, they ended up only succeeding getting the entity formed, or they just didn't get the agreement signed. And now they're fighting with their once beloved partner, and there are no clear rules on how to resolve the dispute. And so a well-crafted LLC operating agreement or partnership agreement or articles of incorporation and really well-written bylaws will provide the rule book that will govern how most disputes are going to be resolved. It makes it so much less painful and expensive to have that rule book. Without it, the parties are going to spend a huge amount of money hashing out a resolution in negotiations or litigation, and one, you know, either you're going to end up both broke and frustrated, and the business is going to stop operating or limp along in the course of the dispute, or one of you is eventually going to decide just to swallow their losses and walk away frustrated or maybe even broke. Either way, it's a tragedy, and it can almost entirely be avoided with good separate representation and a commitment by all parties to get the paperwork in order and signed before you begin operating. So make sure you make this a priority. Now, let me just also say, some people have asked me, you know, this is uncomfortable. How do I bring this up to my business partner? I don't want to offend her. It almost feels like, you know, a prenup. And some people get offended by the idea of this. Let me just say that if you have a business partner or partners and they are resistant to the idea of a well-crafted agreement that would govern the relationship, that is not someone you want to be in business with. That is a huge red flag, and you should run, not walk, away from that relationship. It's actually a really great litmus test for the relationship going forward to present the idea of this agreement to them. How they respond will tell you everything you need to know about what kind of business partner they would be going forward. So definitely have this conversation. It could save you a lot of heartache going forward. Okay, so I've oversimplified a lot here. I really wanted to make it as simple as possible so that you would follow my recommendations. Once you do, and you have a lawyer, your newly hired, fabulous and experienced business lawyer or your CPA are going to be able to point out that there are even more details to attend to before and after you launch the business. But that person is really in the best position to know what details are going to be critical to your specific situation and your specific business and industry. I will say, though, that I do have and I will continue to add great resources for entrepreneurs on my website, www.jessicaevesmatthews.com, in my Business Brilliance University. It's a learning library. There's going to be a lot of information in there in the coming months. I'm going to be providing training and templates and guidance so that you could do a lot on your own without having to always pay a lawyer to take care of legal issues for you. So go check that out. I do recommend having a lawyer in your back pocket for the more complicated issues. So I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at support@jessicaevesmatthews.com. I really appreciate you being here today. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for joining the ePodcast Network. This is Jessica Eves Matthews signing off. Remember to be brave, be bold, and be business brilliant.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.